For CRI News, I'm Rebecca Hume in Beijing. Reactions and tributes from all over the world have been coming in about the death of Apple co-founder and former CEO Steve Jobs. Apple fans all over Asia have been laying flowers outside local Apple stores to pay tribute to Jobs, who has been described by many as a visionary who transformed everyday technology. In China, where many of Apple's products are made, 23-year-old Apple fan Qingge Le says he thinks Chinese people will remain loyal to Apple products.
His influence on the world, especially China, is obvious. China has a huge population and many people use Apple products. I believe Chinese people will remain loyal and forever support Apple products. And we will also forever remember this great Apple genius.
US President Barack Obama has described the death of Steve Jobs as the loss of a visionary. 12 people have been confirmed dead and one person injured after an accident at a steel plant in Jiangsu province. The accident happened around lunchtime yesterday when molten iron spilled out of the refining furnace at the steel plant. Zhengbin Zhe, who is deputy director of the Nanjing Municipal Work Safety Bureau, says 13 people were working to shut down the plant's number 5 furnace when the accident happened. 12 people have been disciplined in connection with the Shanghai subway crash last month that injured 290 passengers. The blamed includes the chief dispatcher of the Line 10 Operation Control Center, Tong Jehua, who has now been removed from his post. The crash occurred late last month following a signal failure at a station on Line 10. Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin has announced that she will not run for the Republican presidential nomination next year. Palin says her decision is based on a review of what common sense conservatives and independents have accomplished, especially over the last year. She says she feels that she's better poised to help elect others to office. Palin now becomes the second Republican candidate hopeful to avoid taking a run for the nomination, after New Jersey Governor Chris Christie announced this week that he's not going to run either. Russia has withdrawn from a previous agreement to base 4 US anti-missile warships in Spain and says that Moscow may stop cooperation with Washington in this field. In a statement, Russian Foreign Ministry says the US approach to the deployment of a missile defense system in Europe was unacceptable because the plan was not discussed collectively and did not take into account the position of all the countries concerned. Russia says such a practice could negatively affect security and stability in the Euro-Atlantic region. Afghans have rallied in Kabul on the eve of the 10-year anniversary of the US-led war in the country. The rallies are condemning the United States as occupiers and demanding the immediate withdrawal of all foreign troops. Around 300 men and women gathered early in the morning with placards and banners accusing the United States of massacre of civilians. They also denounced President Hamid Karzai as a puppet subservient to Washington. Many Afghans say their country will return to peace once US troops leave. Oil has been leaking from a container ship grounded off the coast of the New Zealand port city of Tauranga. A local broadcaster has reported an oil slick about 5 kilometres long has leaked from the Liberian-flagged Rena. Authorities are hopeful they can prevent all 1,500 tonnes of fuel from leaking from the ship, but are not certain that an environmental disaster can be averted. Maritime authorities have dispatched aircraft to monitor the extent of the oil slick. Swedish poet Thomas Tranströmer has won the 2011 Nobel Prize for Literature. The Swedish Academy said the 80-year-old poet had won due to his condensed translucent images and that he gives his readers a fresh access to reality. His works have been translated into more than 60 languages. In 1990, Tranströmer suffered a stroke, which left him half paralysed and unable to speak. But he has continued to write and published his latest collection of poems, entitled The Great Enigma, in 2004. The prize of 10 million Swedish crowns, or about $1.45 million, was the fourth of this year's Nobel Prizes, following awards for medicine, physics and chemistry. For CRI News, I'm Rebecca Hume in Beijing.